Well, I'm heading down those pathways. Oh, the ones that took me far and distant. I'm hoping that this call for truth will lead me home to the place that I had left. 'Cause there's been some time, oh, I have been changing. I've had myself a new beginning. And I'm tired of dodging those bombs from my past, so I'm headed home to lay them all to rest. Of an understanding he wished she could further. And I'm hoping that my own salvation will take me home to the place that I had left. 'Cause I've had the many miles in my directions. I can't say I lived with the best of intentions. And I'm hoping that this sweet surrender will take me home to the place that I
Chittister with Alleluia here on Neo Rocks, and she's on the phone with us. How you doing, Diana?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing tonight?
It's good. Good, and it's good to hear from you. I think the last time you were in Cleveland was the last time that I was on air for Neo Rocks. You've been gone for a while.
Yeah. I feel like it. Yes, we have been since Valentine's Day. We were in Canada for Valentine's Day.
How was it? How was the tour been going? As Jason was asking off the air, have you picked up any fun accents?
I tried. So I said, I definitely worked on, when we were in Canada, I tried ending every sentence with A, and just to fit in. The tour's been going really, really well. This whole thing has been, it's been a really, really good learning experience. It's been a very positive environment for us to be in. There's so much stuff that we've just been taking in, a lot of new stuff, and a lot of challenging stuff, and I like that. I feel kind of, well, right now I feel a little exhausted because there's been so much new stuff, but I also feel really, really excited about all the stuff that we've just been experiencing. You know, we're in New York for 5 days, and that's just a whole experience in itself.
How aggressive are you at when you drive now?
Well, I will say we have it set up so when we get really close to the cities, the big cities, things like Boston and New York, Jess takes over. She drives because I will hesitate. I'll be like, oh shoot, that car is really close or whatever. But Jess, she'll just go. She'll lay on the horn. You know, she thrives in that. So I usually take the long drives that connect us to the cities, and then we switch when we get close. But
Because I remember walking around New York City, almost getting run over by the bicycles like 3 or 4 times. They're all ruthless.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that actually did happen to me. I was loading out, and I turned around and I almost was run over by somebody on a bike. And we made that comment. We're like, we just survived all of New York City. We were all through the city, subways, trains, buses, walking. And, you know, right as we're about to leave, I almost get taken out by a bicycle.
Yeah. Everybody warns you, be careful of the cabbies. It's not the cabbies you need to worry about.
Right.
So, yeah. So you're in town just for a couple of days, and then you're back out, right?
Yeah, we had 2 days off. Today was one of them, but we were in Ann Arbor last night. I played at the Arc, which was amazing. I could have just spent hours in that building reading all the signatures on the wall and the staring at the photographs. But so we did take a little bit of today to explore Ann Arbor with a friend of ours. And then we drove in tonight. We're off tomorrow, and then we are back in Buffalo on Wednesday, and everything starts again. We have Buffalo, we have Cleveland, we have Columbus, and Cincinnati still to go.
Now, you're going to be at the Music Box Supper Club, correct, on Thursday?
Yes, that's on Thursday, March 2nd. And I'm thrilled to bring this show here. I play a lot in Cleveland, and I love the Cleveland community, and I think there's a kind of a new energy that I'm hoping to bring to the stage. Just again, I feel different from being on a tour with a Canadian artist and kind of learning some new techniques as far as audience connection and things like that. So I'm really, really looking forward to performing to our home scene here.
So and you said you're touring with a Canadian artist. How did you end up touring with Royal Wood?
We got connected in October, this past October. He and I both attended a music conference and performed. And afterwards, we hit it off. We just there are a lot of similarities in our performance, our writing style, but there are some really, really nice differences that complement each other well. So it makes I think it makes a really good show for people. You kind of get a little bit of a range of, you know, dynamic and feeling and emotion. And he was, of course, looking to start working in the U.S. I was looking to expand a little bit in my own region and also start working in Canada. So it seemed like a really good partnership, and it has been for me.
Well, very cool. And of course, we are speaking with Diana Chittister. She's playing Thursday night at the Music Box Supper Club with Royal Wood. Hey, Diana, where can people go to find out more about the show and how to find out where you are on tour?
Yeah. Well, the best place to go is my website, which is my first and last name. That is Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Chittister, Chittister.com. All the show information is on there. Best way to get in contact with me, and even samples of the music, just in case you're you're new and you want to check it out before you come to a show.
And Diana, you said you love the Cleveland community, mm-hmm. and we love you, and we wanted to say thank you again for helping us out with Radiothon this year, making it successful Radiothon. Thank you for participating in our video experiment. That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I thought there were a lot of really very creative videos for that, but I want to thank you guys of WJCU, because you were one of the first radio stations to actually play my music, which was a huge deal. But at this point, for a lot of up-and-coming artists, and especially in the Northeast Ohio area, you do so much to get artists that don't necessarily have the resources to get a lot of publicity and radio attention. You give us a chance to be heard, and you let us really focus on the kind of art that we want to do. That's a huge deal. So I think you guys deserve the thanks more.
We've got a big hug going on right here. That's what's happening right on the air. That's exactly what's happening. You're great, Diana.
Oh, thank you. You're great.
Diana, thank you. Thank you very much. Once again, Diana Chittister with Royal Wood at the Music Box Supper Club happening Thursday night. And if you're listening from out of town, you want to find out where to catch them outside of Cleveland, check out DianaChittister.com for more information. Or, of course, you can search for Diana on Facebook. The event for the Music Box Supper Club is up there. Check that out. But right now, we're going to play some more Diana. Here's Doing Fine right now on Neo Rocks. Diana, thank you. Thank you so much.
Eric and Jason, thank you so much.
Diana, we're good. Thank you.
Monsters and ghosts ready for the taking. If I ventured alone into that wondrous great unknown, so we built up all the walls and they stood sturdy and tall. They kept out the wicked and all the evil of the dark. And I was safe as long as I'm inside. So I'd lie and I went away. Could imagine me strong, fearless of the creatures that were just past those. If I could grow wings, I'd fly. Well, I was born over princess to a king and a queen. They kept me locked up in the castle so that I couldn't see all those dragons breathing fire. The knight came with the beast that he slain on his horse with the sword, and suddenly I became just as safe as I was inside. So I'd lie and I went away. Couldn't imagine me strong, braver than the bravest of the knights out at war. Stars as my guide, there's no one around me, there's nowhere to hide, and there is no longer a safe inside. So I lie and I run away, can imagine me strong, willing to conquer those vampires and wolves. Oh, I've learned to fly. Making it magic and claiming it mine. those ghosts, those vampires never appeared. I wonder why I was scared. 'Cause I'm doing fine in this undefined. Yes, I'm taking that madness. Now it's magic and it's mine.